The film Get Out appeared at this year's Sundance Festival as a much-buzzed-about sneak preview in the midnight section, and then provided some spark in the doldrums that usually marked the February movie season. The story's about Chris, played by Daniel Kaluuya, an African-American who travels with his white girlfriend Rose, Louise Williams, to meet her family, who live upstate in the woods, in a well-appointed estate. But what's to worry about? Dad, played by Bradley Whitford, is a well-meaning liberal, and it is mentioned more than once that he would have voted for Obama a third time. Mom, played by Catherine Keener, is a therapist who can work wonders when she puts you under hypnosis. The awkwardness here is just typical meet-the-parents stuff, right? Still, it borders on creepy. Sure, it's uncomfortable when your girlfriend falls back into the corny vibe with her family that leaves you out entirely, but is there something more going on? Sure, her younger brother is off-putting and obnoxious, but little brothers are like that, or is there something more going on? Strangest of all, the household servants are all black folk, seemingly out of the 50s, dutiful, cheerful, but in their eyes, is there something more going on? The answer and more of the plot I absolutely will not reveal. The writer and director of the film, Logan Peele, is known as half of the Comedy Central show Key and Peele, and before that he was on Mad TV. He talked to the Sundance audience about being a fan of horror movies, and in particular The Stepford Wives. That book and movie back in the 70s stirred the 60s generation of feminists who worried, could there be a male backlash? The movie Get Out, first of all, that title sums up the primal reaction of horror movie audiences. Second, the film makes you feel the unease of the only black person in a flock of white faces, even if all those white people assure you they're tolerant and enlightened. And Brad Whitford did tell the Sundance audience that, yeah, he would have voted for Obama a third time. Peele is enough of a showman that he adds a Lou Costello character who might be a rescuer. Played by Laurel Howery, it's Chris's buddy Rod, back in the city, who gets no respect as a proud officer of the TSA. Ironically, the film, like some other Sundance movies this year, feels a little off target because it anticipated it would premiere in a world with Hillary Clinton as president. Peele admitted he aimed his story at the complacent idea of a post-racial America. So what if Chris's girlfriend had introduced him to a loud family of Trump supporters who yelled, "What have you got to lose?" The movie would probably be 20 minutes long. And just to show you, you never know where the next political tripwire will be placed. Samuel L. Jackson just made headlines for complaining reportedly about Daniel Kaluuya, a British actor, playing an American role. Get Out probably will not be competing for the Oscars next year, but I'd give it 4.5 goosebumps out of 5. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, I'm Rick Broth.